Welcome to DollarWise, the show which seeks to help everyone improve their financial circumstances using easy-to-grasp financial tips. Government recently announced that the income tax threshold for pay-as-you-earn workers will be increased to $1 million effective July 1. It was later announced that effective July, low-income earners may borrow up to $4.89 million per contributor from the National Housing Trust, NHT, to purchase a home while paying no interest. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the objective behind these reforms is the establishment of a growth and prosperity mindset among the people of Jamaica. By helping each person start the process of achieving social and financial mobility, it is hoped that they will be inclined to keep growing and striving for better in all areas of their lives.
The government has created an atmosphere that enables, right? Because it's not for free. We want you to do something with this. There is a quid pro quo. Right? We are giving and you are going to do something with it. And what we want people to do is to start taking longer term decisions, to start taking decisions to save and invest over consuming, to spend on things that are going to build your future than to just consume your whatever you get today. The idea is we want you to invest in building your homes, whether it is to expand or to acquire. That will drive the economy. That will create more jobs. We want people to feel that they have a stake in Jamaica to protect.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness. So what are some practical ways in which people can develop a growth mindset? Number one, embrace risk. It is often said that the number one rule of personal finance is to find ways to save money. And while that is the soundest advice you will get, the fact is that saving alone will not help you meet your long-term wealth goals. You have to invest your money in order to see it grow meaningfully, but the fact is that there is no such thing as a sure investment. While nobody likes the idea of losing money, you have to take the risk that your investment could fail, knowing that if it doesn't, you will reap a major reward. The way you mitigate risk is by doing as much research as you can on an investment option before putting up your money. Once you are comfortable, then invest away. Lesson number two, plan long term. It's easy to give in to the temptation of living in the now, spending our money on things that will make us feel good right now. But the growth mindset requires that some spends must be sacrificed in order to ensure you meet other goals that will put you in a much better financial situation for years to follow. This can mean curbing your spending on entertainment in favor of pursuing training courses that you can earn from, or living with your parents for longer than you want so you can save money to buy a car or put a deposit on a house. Lesson number three, educate yourself as often as you can. The more skills you possess, the more opportunities you have to be able to generate revenue for yourself. That said, the only way to learn a skill is to educate yourself. Almost any interest can be transformed into an economic opportunity if you are willing to train yourself to use it as such. Short courses, diploma programs, hard training courses, tertiary degrees, whichever one you choose, consider it an investment in your earning potential and pursue it. Lesson number four, think like a fortune teller. In order to choose what venture you should invest in, you have to analyze all the trends and developments taking place in the various industries in the country to get a sense of what will happen next. You then use that information to guide how you spend. For example, if plans are announced to construct a transportation center in a specific area, it might be a good idea to open a business in that location which will benefit from lots of foot traffic, like a snack shop. Take the time to analyze current affairs and good opportunities will reveal themselves. So to recap these lessons, number one, embrace risk. Lesson number two, plan for the long term. Lesson number three, educate yourself as often as you can. And lesson number four, think like a fortune teller. Utilizing all these will get you well on your way to achieving a growth mindset. That's it for this week's edition of DollarWise, where we provide tips to make your financial life easier. Thanks for joining us, and please tune in again next week.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.